November 4th, Friday. What is your genuine confession? Many people are curious. Why must I do church work? You must ask this question. Since I'll live only once, what will I ultimately live for? Someone who owns hundreds of homes may feel a bit happy when they see a list of their properties. However, they are all useless. How can I live for the Lord, then return to Him? During this life that I'll live only once, God has sent me to this place, to this church. I'll do His work and leave when He calls. By asking the right questions, you'll receive immediate answers. Fundamental strength, the start of the individual. Acts 1:14. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. If you don't possess strength, you won't be able to do anything. Even the smallest task will become very difficult, and prayer will become a dreadful sound. Therefore, you must hold on to fundamental strength. When you grab hold of fundamental strength, what must you be cautious of? Number one, your spiritual condition is more important than answers. Most people try to receive answers. However, their spiritual condition or state is far more important. Even if answers come, if their spiritual condition is poor, they won't understand the value or the reason for those answers. However, if they are in excellent spiritual condition, they'll possess strength to overcome any problem. For Joseph, his spiritual condition remained the same whether he was a slave or a prisoner. It didn't change even though he stood before his older brothers or even before Pharaoh. Joseph enjoyed the answer of God being with him at all times. Number two, being transformed. The Bible states that repentance is turning away from spiritual sin. Thus, true repentance is returning to your original status as a child of God. In other words, you are liberating yourself from being me-centered, people-centered, world-centered, success-centered, and material-centered. Even if you resolve to live a pure life, it's impossible through your own strength. God will work when you know this fact and confess your faith before Him. God raised evangelism disciples on the rock, gave them the authority to overcome the forces of darkness, and gave them the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Dear God, may I turn away from being me-centered, people-centered, and success-centered, so that I can enjoy the status and authority of being your child. Help me to guard my spiritual condition. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.